Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
They don't want to be talking about it.
Porter can't find anybody. Gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three. John Wall! Oh, what a shot! You talked about a pressure shot. That was it.
Hello, hello, Wizards fans. Welcome to this Wednesday's edition of Locked On Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your daily podcast from local experts. I'm your host, Becca Winker, also known as @BeccaMVP on Twitter. I'm happy to bring you another episode of our All Things series. It's draft week, and there are a lot of players who we need to cover. The 2018 NBA Draft will be taking place on June 21st, this Thursday, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is one day, actually, less than 24 hours away, and the Wizards have the 15th pick overall. This week, we've gotten a chance to look at a few players. I analyzed Lonnie Walker, who is a shooting guard out of Miami. And he could potentially be a great backup for Bradley Beal. Like Beal, he has an amazing three-point shot, also has the potential to have big scoring games, and has shown that in Miami. I also discussed Robert Williams, a center slash power forward from Texas A&M, and he's aggressive and explosive, is great on defense, and something that the Wizards could benefit from is defense, defense, defense. We also covered Kentucky Wildcat Kevin Knox, who can play at the 3 or 4. Locked On Wizards also has an episode concerning Mo Bamba and the ways we couldn't acquire him. Ian did an amazing job, and he'd probably make an amazing GM. We found his calling in life, I don't know, but if you have not checked those out, please do so. And in the last couple days, Wizards Twitter has been buzzing about Miles Bridges, who would be a stretch for us to grab. But I think it's good to provide background on him and how he contributed to the Wizards if there was some miracle that we did get him. Miles Bridges is a 20-year-old sophomore out of Michigan State. He's a few months older than the other draft prospects, such as Mo Bamba and Michael Porter Jr. So that means he has a whole extra year of college basketball under his belt. He's around 6'6", 6'7", 230 pounds, has a 6'10 wingspan and an 8'8 standing reach. He's a solid 3, but could possibly play a smaller 4. What makes Bridges a favorite in the draft this year is that he's versatile and that he can play multiple positions in various lineups. He has speed, he's strong, and has great leaping abilities. His build is a huge appeal to many teams because he's physically ready for the NBA. He's muscular and has a similar build to Jay Crowder, which leads us to believe that he would be a great asset defensively, since Jay is good on the defense end. We all know the Wizards lack defensive abilities, so this would be an obvious yes please for us. He can guard at the 2, 3, 4 positions, and it would be huge for the Wiz to have someone that versatile. So, with Michigan State this season, he averaged 17.1 points and 7 rebounds per game, along with a 45.7 field goal percentage. In the 2 years that he spent with the team, he led in scoring. He's a high-volume three-point shooter who attempted 5.5 per game. He's not super tall, being 6'6", 6'7", but his leaping abilities allows him to be a decent shot blocker and a good rebounder in college, so it's clear that his defensive skills would be valuable and that they're there. One thing a lot of scouts have noticed is that Bridges is not an offensive creator, but he has on-ball scoring ability. In the 84 possessions he had in college as a pick-and-roll ball handler, he scored 0.9 3 points per possession. In addition, he had 48 passes that led to shot attempts. He's not expected to come into the league as a playmaker or ball handler, and creating offense will be more difficult for him on the NBA level. But on the subject of ball handling, he does dribble pretty high, so hopefully he'll be able to tighten that up when he reaches the NBA. Bridges is a high-energy player who's explosive and dunks often with either hand. He's very ambidextrous. And he can also shoot layups with either hand as well. He's confident and consistent with his play game to game and comes out ready to compete, which is really important. Consistency is always important. Bridge is best when he's playing in traffic and often draws contact from opponents. He can shoot in a variety of ways and maneuver around screens. I'd also like to note that he's improved his free throw percentage from freshman to sophomore year from 68.5% to 85.3%. So that does mean he has potential to grow on the offensive end with his shot. And he does best on catching and shooting. While his mechanics are smooth and he has good footwork, it's easy for him to score driving down the lane and in transition. His court vision is great, and he takes advantage of mismatches. Being so quick and smooth, he can turn the corner from bigger men and get to the basket. And on the other side, guards have a hard time guarding him because of his build. And he has great timing and can catch lobs, which is super important because if John Wall throws him a lob and he can't catch it, then might as well forget it, right? I'm just kidding. But anyways... Although he isn't terrible offensively, that's where most evaluators seek their concerns. He's not the most efficient scorer, and he's not a playmaker. However, it's more important to me that he's receptive to plays. Being a catch-and-shoot player, he'll be receptive to John Wall's quick passing. And since he's fast, he'll be able to keep up with Wall on fast breaks, and that's something that's really important, I think. Already having Otto Porter, Bridges would probably serve as a solid backup. And it would be nice to have Bridges and Oubre coming off the bench providing great defense for the team. And it's important to note that he probably won't start anytime soon. Otto's going to be here for a while, assuming. Keith Morris has an expiring contract. However, Bridges is not quite big enough to fill in for him. The chances of us actually getting Miles Bridges, I'd say, is pretty low because I see him going in and being selected from maybe the 11th to 14th pick, if not higher. And he's extremely athletic, but Miles could improve his shot facilitating skills and his ball handling. I think those things can be improved since he's so athletic already. He has the body structure to do it. For me, there's no obvious part of his game where I can say, wow, he's terrible, because he's great overall. I particularly like Miles because of his work ethic and attitude. I believe that'll carry him well into his NBA career. He doesn't strike me as a cocky player, and he works very hard, from what I can see. And I've seen some of that on his social media, actually. On June 18th, he tweeted, "Draft is in 3 days, can't explain how I'm feeling. I don't care if I go first or 60th. I'm just thankful and blessed that God even put me in this conversation. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity." And in addition to that, I've also heard while he was at Michigan State, he served the team as a leader, and he always encourages his teammates to a fault. Even when he has a good game, he's always encouraging his teammates. This means that he's not prideful, and that would be kind of refreshing for our team. I know we've had some problems in the past, so I think it would be very refreshing to have him. And I think he's got the right amount of laid-backness and confidence to be a great addition to any team he joins, really. I just want to thank you for joining us on a special edition of All Things Concerning Michigan State Player Miles Bridges. I'm your host, Becca Winker, and please hit me up on Twitter at BeccaMVP. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Miles and how he would fit in with our team. In addition, please check out all the episodes we've done so far. Kevin Knox, Robert Williams, Lonnie Walker, and the Mo Bamba episode that Ian did. He did a great job on it. And we feel like those are other prospects who would help the Wizards a lot. You've been listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, and I'll see you soon.